This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, July 26. Well, cattle markets had a strong week last week. Live cattle were up about $1.30 on the front month. Feeders up $4.45, and much of that was on the weaker corn market. It is even hot weather across some key production areas has just not been able to keep the corn momentum going to the upside. So feeder cattle, the nice beneficiary of that lower feed grain prices, and managing to stage a pretty impressive rally in the process. So just that fast, we're back up to significant resistance at 160 on the front month August. 161 is pretty much the high that we've seen on the weekly charts for a couple years now. It has definitely turned the market back about five or six times, 6 weeks in a row for that matter. But here we are, we're still back up there. So the market's not backing off, and the grain markets are not rallying, so that this certainly adds a pretty strong element of support to the feeder cattle market. Live cattle, looking at demand, staying strong despite some hiccups in the stock market and some concerns about another surge in COVID, but we are looking at the cash markets holding fairly steady at around the 121 level. That was down 2 from the previous week. Dress trade at 197 would have been down 1 from the previous week. Box beef prices were up a whopping 3 days in a row. We had the choice up 49 cents on Friday at 267. Select was up 17 cents at 250. Spread was up 32 cents at 1669. 131 loads were moved. Slaughter rates, as of Friday, 581,000 head. That was down 16,000 from the previous week. That's a pretty big drop for 1 week, and it's up 2,000 from where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 64 cents at 152.03. So if nothing else, we're certainly stable in the cattle market other than the slaughter rates taking a pretty big hit. That obviously would be supportive to the beef complex in general, for live cattle in particular. The stabilizing of box beef values also adds a pretty solid element of support to the live cattle complex. And of course, that's going to add some support to feeders, which are already getting some enthusiasm from a weaker feed grain market. Now, we had a couple reports out on Friday, the cattle and feed and the inventory report. First, the cattle and feed, as of July 1, we were 1% below a year ago, which was right in line with the estimate at 11.3 million head. That is the lowest on-feed number for July 1 in 3 years. Steers for that were down 1%, but heifers were down 2%. I think that's worth noting as well. June placements were down 7% at 1.67 million head. That was quite a bit lower than what the trade was looking for. They were only looking for a drop of about 4%. Marketings came in at 3% above a year ago. The trade was looking for 2% above a year ago. So not a big market mover in the cattle and feed report. If anything, the placements would have been more of a bullish factor. As we see pens emptying out, we see the feedlots are current. They've got some leverage against the packers. They would be looking to fill these pens, and I would think that they would have plenty of cattle available to them with the Northern Plains going through another cycle of liquidation because of the drought. Now, the inventory report, is done twice a year. This July report showed that beef cows and heifers that have calved were down 2% from last year at 31.4 million head. That's down 650,000 head from last year, and that's the lowest inventory since 2015. Replacement heifers were down 2% at 4.3 million head. That's down 100,000 from last year. That's the lowest number since 2013. Steer calves over 500 pounds were down 1% at 14.5 million head. Less than 500 pound calves were down 1% at 27.4 million head. The 2021 calf crop was at 35.1 million head, down 2% from last year, with a drop of 700,000 head. So the numbers in all feedlots were at 13.4 million head, down 1%, but outside of feedlots, so calves under 500 pounds and heifers over 500 pounds outside of feedlots was at 36.1 million head. That's down 2% from last year, and that's the lowest number since 2015. So we see from the inventory numbers that we peaked in 2018, and this is the third year in a row now that the numbers have come down. So herd liquidation has been going on quite a while. You know, the first year was just down slightly. Last year we saw the momentum pick up. This year we'll see that momentum pick up yet again. Drought is forcing a big part of that from last year and this year. Last year was the western third of the United States and the southwest corner. And this year it is the northern plains where we're seeing huge liquidation. The drought is just massive and intense, worse than 1988, if you can imagine that. So the cattle coming off of pasture are going to be off for a while. You don't have a hay crop, and you have very little pasture. You're going to see producers there be pretty wary about rebuilding herds until they see the pasture there and they see that they've got a hay crop. And that's at least a year away at best. So we look for the inventory, you know, to probably see another year. At best, we would just be stable. And again, that depends on weather. But we are in that cycle of that part of the cattle cycle where the liquidation is in its third year. Again, that's usually about what you get. And then you start carving out your low numbers. And then you start into that bull market rebuilding phase. We have yet to enter that phase. We're still in the liquidation phase. But it's setting the stage for a pretty significant rally to the upside over these next few years, depending on when you finally wrap up liquidation. And again, that really depends on Mother Nature. And across the northern plains, even into the northern Midwest, and now the heat and drought conditions are creeping their way south into major grazing country of Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma. So I don't see a lot of herd building in those areas. If anything, they would just be stable, if not taking some herd size down into the winter. But so that gives us a longer term bullish outlook, but right in front of us, we still have to work our way through, you know, these calves coming into feedlots early. I would imagine the month of July placements are going to be quite large because of the exodus off the northern plains. But even with the heat coming down into the central plains, that's going to push calves off of pastures most likely earlier than normal. So you're going to be bunching up a lot of these cattle. So we have to work our way through those numbers. And hopefully the economy stays robust and we can, you know, absorb that extra beef supply over these next several months. But once we get to the back side of that, there's very little standing in the way of a significant, steady, strong bull market. But again, we have to work our way through these numbers over these next several months in order to get there. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.